Memoir of a Proud Boy. He lived on the wings of storm. The ashes are in Chihuahua. Out of Ludlow and coal towns in Colorado sprang a vengeance of Slav miners, Italians, Scots, Cornishmen, Yanks. Killings ran under the spoken commands of this boy, with 80 men and rifles on a hogback mountain. They killed, swearing to remember the shot and charred wives and children in the burnt camp of Ludlow, and Louis Takas, the laughing Greek, plugged with a bullet, clubbed with a gun butt. As a home war, it held the nation a week, and 1 or 2 million men stood together and swore by the retribution of steel. It was all accidental. He lived flecking lint off coat lapels of men he talked with. He kissed the miners' babies and wrote a Denver paper of picket silhouettes on a mountain line. He had no mother but Mother Jones, crying from a jail window of Trinidad, "All I want is room enough to stand and shake my fist at the enemies of the human race." Named by a grand jury as a murderer, he went to Chihuahua, forgot his old Scotch name, smoked cheroots with Pancho Villa, and wrote letters of Villa as a rock of the people. How can I tell how Don McGregor went? 3 riders emptied lead into him. He lay on the main street of an inland town. A boy sat near all day throwing stones to keep pigs away. The Villa men buried him in a pit with 20 carranzitas. There is drama in that point, the boy and the pigs. Griffith would make a movie of it to fetch sobs. Victor Herbert would have the drums whirr in a weave with a high fiddle string's single clamor. And the muchacho sat there all day, throwing stones to keep the pigs away, wrote Gibbons to the Tribune. Somewhere in Chihuahua or Colorado is a leather bag of poems and short stories.